This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. WLVR's Tyler Pratt recently spoke at length with Allentown's police chief, Glenn Granitz, about how he is addressing calls for changes in policing. We heard part one of that interview yesterday. Now, a second part of the conversation about efforts to make Allentown's police force more diverse and the national conversation about defunding police departments.
You've praised community policing, where officers are hired from within the city and know the communities which they serve. But you've also said that it's been challenging to find recruits. Has that changed?
We had a recent hiring drive where we had two ways to join us, either officers who are already certified police officers or officers who want to be police officers and have never been. And we received almost 700 applications off of both those lists, which that's during COVID-19. Before the George Floyd incident. Now, my worry is, frankly, if the narrative is that policing is going to be defunded or policing is not an honorable profession or everything is negative, then I worry about our ability to recruit people from diverse communities and people from the city to want to take this job.
What's the racial makeup of your department?
We've really come a long way in the last number of years. One area that we struggle in, we've really been successful in recruiting from the Latino population. Our last year has seen a number of African-American officers join in. We recently just hired a female. It's really hard the last few years to get women of any race to come into policing, and that's a definite need. So we look at it from a number of factors. We look at it at the end of the day about getting the best quality person, man, woman, in color, doesn't matter. We're looking at getting the best quality person in that I know I can trust what they're doing when I'm not standing next to them.
Would you say the police department is predominantly white then?
Our police department at the moment is, yes.
Okay. I want to touch on something that you just mentioned. National conversations are currently revolving around defunding the police, saying some have too much power and would like to dismantle it and redistribute the money to social and mental health services. Where do you stand on that?
I'm very passionate on that topic. Knowing me, I see great value in some of the things we're doing here that go along those lines. I don't think many people know all of the initiatives that we're involved in. We have a mental health liaison. We have drug and alcohol counselors embedded with our officers that are out on patrol on any given day, working to find resolutions aside from arresting people. And I think that's the direction a lot of people are asking for. And I will tell you that over the last 3 months, we've seen an increase yet again in the amount of calls for service for things that are probably not best suited for the police to handle. During COVID-19, almost everyone in the world worked from home or was laid off. You know, every day my officers and I are getting up and every other agency is not there, whether it be mental health, assistance for the homeless in many capacities, whether it be crisis intervention. And those calls are still coming somewhere and they're coming here to the Allentown Police Department. And I think that if someone were to create other and fund other outside programs that would limit and assist us in dealing with those more proactively, then we as the Allentown Police Department would be all for that.
What's an example of the type of calls that your department gets that maybe could be resourced other places?
A person sleeping in a garage of a house. People call about that. That could essentially be someone from a social agency. It could be the city's code enforcement. But many of these entities recently haven't been working at all or working from home in limited capacities. And in fairness to these entities, they've actually been underfunded themselves, much as I would probably argue that the police department was, because many of the calls for reform center around training and center around community policing. And those are things here that we're more than willing to do and we see as necessary. Unfortunately, some of those things are going to cost money to do. Many of the trainings that we have in these areas, and thank goodness for them, are donated or are parts of grants. They're not city funded. They're stuff we work very hard to bring in to ensure that our officers are getting a high level of training in these important areas.
When you mention that some things aren't city funded or they come in from grants, you do receive about a third of the city budget. That's more than about $40 million. When there are these calls to defund the police and you receive that much money, it is a bit eye-opening.
It is a bit eye-opening. 96% of the budget, as you can see, is personnel expenses. That deals with pensions and it deals with other contracts and what the city has agreed to pay officers. Fortunately or unfortunately, that's not something that I can change. It's a difficult profession. And Allentown Police, over the years, much before myself being here or many of the officers being here, City of Allentown made decisions to ensure that we were able to attract officers to ensure that we had a level of policing here in the city.
Thank you for taking the time to have a conversation with us.
No problem, Tyler. I appreciate it. I hope you all stay well, and I hope to talk to you soon.
That was Allentown's Chief of Police, Glenn Granitz, speaking with WLVR's Tyler Pratt. You can hear the first part of their conversation on our website, wlvr.org.